022. We'll start again. We'll try it out. I don't know what happened. The thing of Epicursus anyways is just as well. Anyway, it's not Epicursus. It's if a guy makes up a gematria and he doesn't know if it's true. So if you say Pshat and Taisis, so what do you mean? You don't have to know if it's true or not. The Torah is rational and you're using your seichel. The Torah wants you to use your seichel to understand Torah. So that's it. That's Torah. That's what it's all about. You don't have to know that it's true in that sense, you know, that. But a gematria, which is not a rational thing, you know, the two numbers worked out. So who said it's true? Maybe it's a coincidence. Maybe the guy worked for hours till he figured out something that'll work out. So, but certainly gematria is in a mission in Avos. It's not, you can't be muzalzel in gematria and say it's just wordplay. It has a basis in Torah Shabbal Peh. It's in Perkei Avos, gematrios. It's Nazir. What? It's Nazir, it's in Gemara, right? You have a couple of Gemaras that some people say it. So, Bekitzah, the same as this, you know, you'll see sometimes this has this many words, Kneged this and that. So, it's true. But here, the Torah, for example, in every Brach of Shmona Esrei, has a corresponding, has Ramosim, what? Anche Knesset Hagadola, indeed, what Merames to, when they. So we don't think of those things, and if we would think of those things, it would probably shtera kavana. When they had bigger heads, so they would think about. There's a message when you say the words of the bracha correspond to a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, perek tezvav, pasuk lamed gimel. It means that there's a connection. There's a connection, and then you think about the connection, and it's supposed to inspire you. It's supposed to awaken you to certain truths about the bracha you're saying. There's a lot out there. You know, we're happy if we get through the level of pshat. I'm saying there's remez, there's drash, and there's solo. There's every very, very, a lot of Torah, a lot of complexity in Torah that we're not acquainted with. What?
Does he actually bring the action?
Yeah, and the Torah you can look up. Maybe the Mishnah Berurah even brings down some of them in Hilchos Tefillah. You know, when you get to the simonim about each bracha, the Torah goes through many, many remez and letters and words and how many this and how many that. It's
which Torah is it?
Torah or Chaim. And these simonim about, I'm just giving one example, you'll find them because they're here, the Bracha of Rafa'inu. The Mishnah Berurah does not bring down the Ramazan, but you look in the Torah, it tells you what it corresponds to.
Did the Torah make these up?
No, that's my point.
Where did he?
The Torah. Or if he did make it up, he knew it was true. When Rishonim say things, the Rishonim were closely enough connected to Torah, right? Achronim, you could say, it's not so clear. Maybe they had a Masorah, maybe they didn't, maybe they just made it up. I was taught by my Rebbeim, my Kabbalah from my Rebbe, and from his Rebbeim, is that Rishonim were intimately connected to Torah. And that's why we don't argue with Rishonim. Now, my Rosh Hashiva was Chalik with Rav Moshe, who said that theoretically we could argue with Rishonim. Theoretically. It's just an extremely foolhardy thing to do. But my Rosh Hashiva taught us that he has B'Kabbalah and the Seirah from his Rebbeim, that Rav Moshe is not correct, that the line drawn that we don't argue with Rishonim is an objective line. It's not just a subjective one because it's foolhardy, but rather it's because they were connected to Torah. They were embodiments of Torah. Arguing with them is like arguing with the Torah. The Rishonim argue. There's no kasha. Shivim ponim l'Torah, elav elav devir l'kim chayim, or some form of that idea. So it's not a kasha that they in themselves argue. If you want to hear l'shitosom between my Rosh Hashiva and Rav Moshe says in the Darash Moshe that when the Ramban said that Avram Avinu was chote, so he had no right. Ramban was incorrect in saying so. Yeah. If Chazal doesn't tell us that Avram Avinu made a mistake and was chote, we have no right on our own. As how could we say Avram Avinu was chote? Just if Chazal say it, so Chazal no. So Rosh Hashiva said, it's right there, Rav Moshe's the Shitasa. But the Rishonim were connected close. Yeshiva was chayla. So if the Ramban says so, you could take it on as true. The Rishonim were closely connected enough to Torah that they had a right to say something. If he said it, it's like Chazal saying it, so to speak. I mean, Chazal, they didn't argue with the Gemara. They didn't argue with the Rishonim wouldn't argue with an Amora. Right? They assume that what the Amora says is true. But just like they dealt with the Gemara as being true, so we have to deal with the Rishonim as being true. And the line is drawn at Achronim, meaning like the time of the Beis Yosef, the time of the Marsha, that time, that's when it really slips below. Okay. Good. So anyway, what did I get into this? So the Rishonim say the 60 letters of Birchas Kayanim. So it's not, you know, it's the 60 Masechtos and Shas. Anyway, so we say Birchas Kayanim. The Nusach Svar, which adds Vayadaber and the Samuel Shmiel B'nei Yisrael B'nei Avorachem, probably do so in order to that it shouldn't look like we're just davening. If you just, it looks like we're just davening to Hashem. Yivrech Hashem Yishmach, it looks like just a tefillah. So it's not learning. So they probably wanted it. I saw this suggestion in the Achronim, and it makes sense to me. They probably wanted it to brought down Birchas Kayanim. They probably added that in order that it appears as if you're reading Pesukim. You're learning Torah. So that's why they added those two Pesukim.
So is there a specific reason why Birchas Kayanim?
They said because of some sources say because it's a bracha. Hey, why not? It's not a good thing to pick. And the others say because of the 60. But the three Pesukim is definitely that it should be reminiscent of, you know, of Kriya, of having an Aliyah, of reading in the Torah. Three Pesukim. Okay, then we say a Mishnah. That's Torah Shebiksav. We say Pesukim, then we say a Mishnah. We say the first Mishnah in Peah, Elu Dvarim Shein Lahem Shiur, HaPeah V'Habikurim V'Rayon U'Gmilos Chasodim V'Talmud Torah. So, it's a logical thing to pick, Talmud Torah. You're saying a Mishnah that extols the virtue of learning Torah. The question is, the next thing, the next thing we say, Elu Dvarim Shein Lahem Shiur, Parasim B'Lam Hazeh, etc., 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 with the list there, so it sounds like, but it's not. The second part of the Mishnah in Peah. Because the second part of the Mishnah in Peah has a different list and slightly different words. So, although in some sources it says we say the entire Mishnah in Peah, but we really don't. We say the list of mitzvahs that we say, Shodom Ose Osan, that's also the Lashon in Peah. It's like a different wording, and a different list. Yeah, the wording in Peah, it's the first Mishnah in Peah, is Elu Dvarim Shodom Ochel Perusayim Bolam Azeh. No, but Kem Kem Esbol Yolam Abba. So here it's Kibbut Abeim Ugmilas Chasodim Abba Shalom Benodim Lachaberu V'Salmud Torah Kneged Kulam. So we're not really saying that. So Taisus and Brochus says, I'm not sure where the, I don't know where this is, where this is taken from. So there's a memra from Rabbi Yochanan. This is important to know. This is like a good thing to know. You say this every day. This is a learning that you do every day, that your Birchas HaTorah is chal on, even though I'll be accused of slowing down the pace of the shiur, but it's worthwhile. Sometimes you say something every day and it just like flies over your head. It's good once in a while to know what you're talking about. Once in a while. So there's a Gemara, there's a member from Rabbi Yochanan in Shabbos, Kupchav Zayin. Shisha Dvorim Odom Ochel Perusayim, a member, there's a member now, it's not a Braisa, a member from a Namora. Shisha Dvorim Odom Ochel Perusayim Bolam Hazeh, Vakem Kemes Loli Olam Haba, Ve'eluhain, Hachnos, so there's a list of six things. So the Gemara asks, what are you, Rabbi Yochanan, saying six things? Vanon Tanan a Mishnah in Peah. Elu Dvarim Shodom Ose Osam. Ochol Perasem Bolam Azev. Can't come to the Yom Abba. Veilu Hain. And there's only four things. Kibud Avahem Gemilas Chasodim. Avah Shalom Benodim Lachaver. The Salmud Torah Kneged Kulam. So the Gemara has a teretz that if you look into it, the ones of the Mishnah, he just expanded on the list. In other words, he brought out that much I don't want to learn the Gemara. He expands on the list and think of the Mishnah as being a klal, and Rabbi Yochanan's statement already being mefarate more. The problem is what we say is not this and not that. If you look at the nuschos, so it's not clear where it's from. It's somebody's nusach. Okay. One more point. Some suggest. That we say Bichas Kohanim, reminiscent of the Kohanim. In the Seches Tomid, it says the Kohanim, certain Kohanim that were involved in certain Avodas in the Beis Mikdash, so they would say Bichas Kohanim like before davening. Before they davened, they went to the Azor and they took care of certain things, and then it says a whole list of things that they davened, that they said, so one of those things is Bichas Kohanim. They didn't duchen. This was not duchen. Duchen came later in the day. Here, but they just said because Kainim, so maybe it's reminiscent of that. Okay, so those are the things we say. So we say really, we're saying Mikra, Mishnah, and either a Braisa somewhere that's been lost and we don't have it, or it's a takeoff on the statement of Rabbi Yochanan. The idea is Gemara. The idea is we're saying Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara. So it's maybe as a state, if it's close to the statement of Rabbi Yochanan, that would be considered Gemara. A statement of an Amora is considered a Gemara. Although, when we say Rabbi Yishmael Omer later on, we're really early Achronim, late Rishonim, bring down that we're really making sure we fulfill the learning of Gemara for the day. Just in case, so this is the learning of Gemara, so that's the Brice of Rabbi Yishmael. But that's not really Bichsateira related, because we say it way afterwards. Okay, let's learn now Sifyud. Sifyud is both a chizuk, both inspiring and depressing at the same time. Sifyud. In hitzik mi lil mod, it happens. When the Sasuk Basakub, he goes to work, you know, you gotta earn a living. Even Shadaitai, so Lachaira, by all the rules of Bichus HaMitzvahs, tremendous hefset. You're working now, of course you're gonna learn after davening, of course you're gonna sit down and learn for a few hours after davening, but then you're gonna go to work, so you're mopsik for a few hours. So by all the rules of Bichus HaMitzvahs, you would have to make a new bracha. So the Mechaber says, no. Imitzik Nalumo Dinasasik Ba'asokov, Kivon, since we're sure, Shadaita Lakhsor Vilumo, you never miss Yechdas from learning. You can't wait to get back to the Gemara, you can't wait to get back to learning. You know, you're taking a temporary break, but you'll be right back. You know, be right back. So, and certainly that's the case. So, lo havi hafsik. So that's why you don't have to make a Birch Satyr. Let's stop here for a moment. Now, how seriously do you take this? Do you think I'm making leitzonos and I'm talking tongue-in-cheek? There's actually a machlokes from an Avram and Taz, how seriously to take this. What about a person that's not? It's not like that. You know, if he learns, he's doing Hashem a favor. So what about him if he learns and then he comes back 8 hours later and he learns again and he's doing Hashem a favor? He wasn't exactly waiting with anticipation when he could learn, so he is Mishiach Das. So the Mogen Avram really holds that the Mishnah Berurah of Tamachav Beis Mashma, he understands the wording of the Mechaber. He says Kivan Shedaitei Lachzor Lulmod Lo Havi Efsek. The Mogen Avram takes that very literally, that we're talking about a person who is Daitei Lachzor Lulmod, but Mashma the Misha ain't Darko Lulmod the Nimlach Lulmod. Change his mind, he's going to do Hashem a favor. So the clocks are the barach. He tak has to make a new Bichus HaTorah. The chen kos of a Mogen Avram. That's Mogen Avram Shita. The hataz kos of lehepech. Adarabba. He looks at the Shulchan Aruch as a tremendously inspiring. The middle kos of a Shulchan Aruch im daitai lachzor. Since the Shulchan Aruch didn't say if, he didn't say a sentence that's conditional, he said, he made an assumption that every Jew, he's ready to start learning again as soon as he can, as soon as he has a chance to. So that's an assumption we make about every individual. Every individual. That's how the Taz looks at the Shulchan Aruch. The Midlokz of the Shulchan Aruch, Im Daitei Lachzor, Mashman Desirle, the Mistomo Amrinon, the Havi Daitei. We're allowed to assume that about every person, that in Yizdamin Sheyucha Lulmot, Achilu B'Shor Shein Rogel Lulmot, right? His boss says, you know, take the next hour off. You look kind of stressed out. Just take the next hour off. So we know he's going to pull out a Sefer and start learning that hour. We know he's going to do that. So therefore, you see, he's not Misriach Das from learning, and therefore, Zokta Taz, every individual, we can't really tell anybody to make a new Birchus HaTorah. We're confident that every individual would learn if he just had the chance. Yesh Lahakol B'Safik Brachos, referring to the Machlokes Mogen Avraham and Taz. So we indeed don't make a new bracha. Elio Rabba, V'Gama Prima Gogam, Iniach B'Tzorech Iyun, the Gama Grob Biur would be fascinating to learn these things, but we won't. The Gro Avshehu Meforesh B'Shulchan Aruch K'Mogen Avraham, he explains the Mechaber, the way the Mogen Avraham understood the Shulchan Aruch, but Mikomogom Ledina who maskin besides Seif Ches Kahataz Vuhu Kepeish Harishon Sheberosh the Sphere Lay Tafilu B'Mishena Rogelumod Ain Tzarech Lachzor Ulevarach. There's another cheshbon that the Achronim and Rishonim really talk about, and that is that the mitzvah is a very interesting concept. It's really a chiddush. They say, well, this really has to do with the next din. Let's look quickly at the next half of the sif. He says, Vodin L'Sheina, and he's talking about Shinas Aroi now, not Shinas Kva. We're going to see about Shinas Kva in the next sif. But if you go into the bathroom, the Beis HaMerech, the Beis HaKisei, where you're not allowed to learn. So really, we learned like an Hilchos Tefillin, that's an automatic hefsek. Even if you are Mesiach Das, you're putting on the Tefillin 3 minutes later. You are Mesiach Das from Tefillin, but you're not allowed to wear Tefillin there, automatic hefsek. By Torah, it's not like that. The Lohavi hefsek. Go to the bathroom, you go to the Beis HaMerech, you sleep, even a Shinas HaRoi, which all these things logically should be an automatic, a real hefsek, like I got not be. So the Mechaber says it's not. Let's first see the Mishnah Berurah. Why now? L'sheina Ratzalom Shinas HaRoi, Ha'inu She'islam Neim B'miyushav Al Atzila Yodov, falls asleep, like, you know, we all do it. You certainly see me do it sometimes. Ha'filu B'layla, even if it's at night, but if it's a Shinas HaRoi, I mean, he didn't go into bed and take a nap. You know, he dozed off. So it's not a hefsek. If you properly slept, it's also not pashut. That's what we'll learn in the next sif. But now we're talking that it is pashut, that it's not a hefsek. So we're talking about you just dozed off. Umechet v'beis hagisei. Why? L'fisha gam shom eina mesiach daito yadayin melil mod achar kach. Now that's not a good reason, the Gros says. Tefillin. You're not Mesiach Das, and you do it right away, and it's a hefsek, because it's an automatic hefsek. You're not allowed to wait till in the bathroom. But let's look at the second reason. Shagam Shom Tzorach Lizor B'dineyam. This is really a strange reason. It says, you're still involved in Torah. Why are you involved in Torah? Because there are halachas that govern your conduct in the bathroom. There are halachas that govern your conduct in the Beis HaMerchetz. For a Jew, there's halachas that govern your conduct everywhere. So you're always... So it's not even clear what this reason means. Some take it to mean you're always Maharer B'Divrei Torah, but they say that can't be because you're not allowed to be Maharer B'Divrei Torah in these places. So they mean you're always living Torah. So it's not a Hefsek. Not a Hefsek of Torah. You're always thinking what to do. You may not be thinking of it as learning, but you always have to give thought of it. Like you're always doing the right thing. So it's sort of like you're learning enough that it's not called a Hefsek. The Gros doesn't like that reason either. Yeah, what are you talking about? Yeah. He says some of the dina. Begilu tevach and chayv tchidik and rebbe merchatz and shel shalom. Al kein lo hisich dat etayim me hatoyra. That's how he puts it. Vayim bebir agros. But others say as follows, and it's a moir dika chiddush. They say tefillin. I'm not here. Tefillin. They say. Every moment is a mitzvah tefillin. When you go into the bathroom and you stop wearing tefillin, you've stopped. finished, you stopped, you're finished with tefillin, and now when you put on tefillin again, you're doing it afresh, anew. There's no connection. So that mitzvah was nigmar. Now you want to do it again? Very nice, gesundheit. Very nice of you. You want to do it again. You don't have to put on tefillin again when you come out of the bathroom. You put on tefillin today already. You don't have to. So Torah, many Achronim explained the Nishma Sodom, the Gra. You're really supposed to be learning a whole day. The mitzvah's Talmud Torah is never nigmar. You're always in the middle of doing the mitzvah. To me, it's a... Wait, first of all, there's a connection between one moment and the next, these Achronim are really saying. The Nishma Sodom, the Gra, and others. There's a connect. Like, you're learning. So you didn't, when you stopped learning, you went into the bathroom, but you didn't finish learning. See, tefillin, you finished. Now you want to put on tefillin again. You're doing a new act. Put on tefillin. Okay, that's nice. Learning, you're returning to your... You stopped in the middle. You're always in the middle. You're always in the middle of learning. That's how they explain this din, which is really hard to understand, that there's never a hefsek by Torah. Never a hefsek. Now, I have a little trouble understanding it technically, because we do know, and it's a famous gra, like Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, it happens to be a gra in Mishnayos on that Mishnah, that certainly every moment is a separate mitzvah. Every word you utter of Torah, and every minute of Torah is a separate mitzvah. It's a new mitzvah, a separate mitzvah, another mitzvah. So you have to say, I guess, that... I don't know, let me go back to the question. Like, think of the mitzvah of eating matzah. So first I want to tell you something which you may not be aware of, but that's possible that it's true, and then we'll talk about it. The first night when you eat matzah, the mitzvah is not to eat it. We think wrongly about it. We know the rest of Pesach is no mitzvah to eat matzah. The first night is mitzvah to eat matzah. But the truth is, every matzah you eat the first night, whether it's one kazayas, two kazayasim, or 100 kazayasim, any time, any matzah you eat the first night, you get a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to eat matzah the first night of Pesach. So if you eat 50 kazayasim, I don't know how many mitzvahs you get, I don't want to say you have 50, but you get a bigger mitzvah. You're doing the mitzvah is to eat matzah the first night. The mitzvah is not to eat a kazayas matzah the first night. The mitzvah is to eat matzah the first night. You yotzei with a kazayas. You've eaten enough that you've fulfilled the requirement. But if I tell you, to jump up and down, and I don't say how many times, so it could turn out that you yotzei with one time, because you did what I said, but if you do it 10 times, so you did what I said with more intensity, and you get more schar. Now, but you wouldn't call it 50 mitzvahs. I wouldn't call it, you don't get 50 mitzvahs. Probably if we looked at it that way, you wouldn't get 50 mitzvahs, you'd only get one mitzvah. Because once you did the mitzvah and it stopped, so now there's no more mitzvah to eat matzah. It's like they're taking a lulav. Oh, okay, I don't want to complicate matters. Torah, the Gra says, every minute you get another mitzvah. But it seems there's still an overriding... So it's not like matzah in that sense. It's called, you got a, that's what the Gra says. The Gra says, you got 1,000 mitzvahs. You learned for an hour, right? And then they have these little cards, you've seen them, they print up how many words you could talk in a second. There's a Chofetz Chaim that makes a cheshbon with Hilchos Lashon Hara, how many words the average person talks in a minute. So they make the cheshbon with Talmud Torah, it's a little card, I'll bring it in the other day, they give it out. You know how many mitzvahs you can get just by learning for a half hour, for an hour. Thousands and thousands and thousands. But if each one would be mamish a separate mitzvah, then I don't know if this achronim's chilek between tefillin and Torah would hold true. Because then each minute would be a new thing. The old one was nigmar, and the new one is new. So apparently, I don't know, this either it's a kasha, it's a stira, or they could both simultaneously be true. That each minute you're getting a mitzvah, a separate mitzvah on the Torah, but there's also an overriding thing, maybe based on the pasuk of Hagisu b'yomim v'layla, that there's a mitzvah to learn.
Can you say the bracha is on the chiyuv?
The chiyuv is even one moment. Well, I don't know.
The chiyuv is the same.
The chiyuv is the whole day. You could say that. I mean, that happens to me. I mean, this approach would be saying that the chiyuv is a chiyuv to learn a whole day, and we have various paturim. We're oisik in parnasa. We're oisik in eating. We're oisik in gemilas chasodim. We're oisik in chinuch habonim. Like everything is a heter. That's really the Bircha Shmuel's approach at the end of the first Perek Kiddushin. Bircha Shmuel's approach is that it's a total chiyuv to learn every moment, and everything that comes up during the day is a patur. That would really explain this halacha of no hefsek the best. So therefore, it's never nigmar. So you never have a time when it's nigmar. In the morning, you make the bracha again, because every morning is a fresh day. But that makes it more understandable why you might have to make Birchas HaTorah in the morning, even if you stayed up all night. Because then Chazal were misakin to make Birchas HaTorah every day. Because you see, Hezchadas doesn't matter, Hefsik doesn't matter. You're supposed to always be learning, so you're never mafsik in the mitzvah Talmud Torah. But that's how the explanation of this halacha goes.
Isn't the most obvious explanation that Birchas HaTorah is not a Birchas HaMitzvah? That Chazal were talking Birchas HaShevach once a day,
That might be an Achronim's approach, but you see, the Mogen Avraham didn't learn like that, and even the Taz didn't learn like that. And that is a Mahalach, but all the Achronim who are dealing with these rules and are holding it up, contrasting it, and comparing it to regular Birchas HaMitzvah's rules, you see, didn't hold like that.
But doesn't the whole discussion fall apart when you talk about a Shina Safai?
But you see, they don't.
Day?
No.
How could anyone say that you're not done with Pesach Hadass if you take a 4-hour...
No, here also they said you have this. Here, the same kasha. Here you could say there's no Pesach Hadass, but the bathroom's an automatic hefsek, even if there's no Pesach Hadass. So whatever chilek you're going to say there, and this is the chilek that the Achronim generally say, that because the mitzvah's never nigmar, so there's nothing that's a hefsek. So you could say, even if there's a hefsek... Again, the Taz says there's no Pesach Hadass. Mogen Avraham says there's no Hezek Hadas, and we have to deal with the real world. If you have a person who wasn't Mesiach Das, he has to make a new bracha. The Taz sort of romanticizes every Jew and says there's no real Hezek Hadas. Now, if you'd say, but to this guy, there's mamish, come on, like I know this guy, there's real Hezek Hadas. So maybe then you'd say, well, maybe you should make a bracha. Well, maybe we'd say, yeah, but it's still no worse than the bathroom. And if we're not making a bracha when we come out of the bathroom, even though that's something that should constitute a hefsek by all the rules of hefsekim, so even this guy that Lamaisa had Hesach Hadas, it's not a hefsek. Ultimately, the pshat might be what you say. Maybe that's the emes, that it's a Birchas HaShvach type thing, which the Brisker Rav says. But when you learn the halacha and you see all these achrayim grappling with these issues, and saying, well, maybe you should make a Birchas HaTorah when you wake up from Mishinas Kva in the afternoon. You have this Machlokes Bogen Avraham and Taz and all these things. It just doesn't sound like it. And we've shown him also. This is based on a Rosh. Rabbeinu Yonah and Brachas really says like the Taz. I wanted to speak that out. Rabbeinu Yonah and Brachas in the Sugi of Birchas HaTorah really says like the Taz. Because he has a whole Arichos comparing and contrasting it to Sukkah. When you make a bracha on Sukkah, you have to sit in the Sukkah 7 days. But there, when you walk out, you come back in, you have to make a new bracha. If you had Hesach Hadas. So why not Torah? So he talks about the contrast and comparing to Sukkah. But he really sounds like the Taz, the Rabbeinu Yonah and Brachas, that yeah, you never miss Yech Das. So from all these we've shown him, it really sounds a shtickle, not like the Brisker Rav. Although the Brisker Rav would be the easiest way to add the rabbit to explain everything. Okay, stop it.